I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Good evening, Vashon Island. I am Megan Hastings, and this is the Cats and Jammer Follies on KVSH, Voice of Vashon. This is a travel story show, and today we have on a very special guest. His name is Lucky, and he is my very, very chubby Jack Russell mix. And his father, Adam Cohn, is here. Good evening, Adam Cohn.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here again, especially with an overweight terrier.
So Lucky is an animal who has been lucky enough to, hence the name, travel to a bunch of different places around this big planet of ours. And he's going to share with us some of his own personal tales from a canine point of view.
It's kind of a special situation, his traveling, in that he was one of these special creatures that was born rather without sight or hearing. He has eyelids, but no eyeballs to speak of, and can't hear a thing except his own crazy thoughts. So traveling and being driven by scent is really a remarkable thing for him to do.
Yeah, it really is. So here we go.
This is his story?
Yes, excellent. From his point of view.
Right. It took a long time. You know, Braille is an amazing thing for canines to...
Yeah, I might help him out telling the story a little bit. So, you know, it sounds like me, you know, whoa. Don't be alarmed.
Well, you're his mom. So
yeah, there you go. My name is Lucky Cohn Hastings, and I came into this world as a throwaway dog. I was literally left in the trash bin at Seattle Humane, born without eyes and completely deaf. But the kind ladies at Seattle Humane knew I was destined for better things. So they found me a good home on Vashon Island with a couple who own a cafe and are crazy for dogs. This couple, my mom and dad, loved me so much that they wanted to take me on vacation with them. The first time I was ever on a plane, it was crazy. I had no idea what was going on, but the vibration of the plane lulled me to sleep. First stop was Paris. Let me tell you, that city has some of the most incredible smells ever. Thousands of years of other dogs' urine was pretty exciting. Then I got to eat a real-life French croissant in Paris. My father is a baker, so I know quality pastries all right. We decided to take a train down to a place called Marseille. This city, it didn't do it for me. I was so nervous and was panting really hard that my parents thought we might have to go home. But we got some pizza, and they drank some beer, and we relaxed in a hotel. I did not know what was to come the following day. I'm so glad, or I would have been scared. They thought it would be a good idea to get on a giant boat, so much bigger than the ones on Vashon. They got me a ticket for a faraway place from their cabin. It's called a kennel. But I never went to that place. Instead, they put me in a jacket. They wrapped up my little head so nobody could see me. They held me close. I'm a pretty quiet guy usually, and we went into the cabin where we snuggled all night long. The following day, when we were leaving, we ran into one of the fancy-dressed people who work on the boat. The man was pretty mad at my parents. They were trying to explain that they bought me our ticket, and they took us to our room, and that they were waiting for someone to come and get me, but that nobody came. I have a feeling they were lying about that situation. They are a little crazy, these two. LOL. We finally arrived to a really hot and sunny place called Porto Torres. The second we landed here, I instantly felt better and more relaxed. Then there was this train travel and even a bus. We toured around this island called Sardinia until we came to a house that they rented. The streets were cobbled and the heat on the stones hurt my paws a little bit. So my dad carried me around a lot. We hung out at a bar called Bar Zodiac, where I was quickly named Fortunato by the Sardinian people. A lot of people really looked at me trying to figure out what I was. What was going on? What was happening? Someone asked if I was a fox. Made me laugh, to be honest, because I am pretty foxy after all. I really loved this town. Every day we would take a bus to the beach. The sand was magical to feel. Beaches on Vashon are pretty rocky and the water is cold. But here the water was warm on my paws and legs. We would spend so much time there, walking around, eating cheese and tomatoes. At night we would go to a beach restaurant called La Scogliera. On the balcony lives a cat that my parents called Ravioli Cat. They often would give him bits of ravioli. I didn't like this cat, and he knew it. Don't worry, I chased him away. When we would go back to this town, I would circle around and bark with joy. I love to run in circles. That way I don't hit anything in my way. After about a week, we went back to this Porto Torres place, got a hotel room, and some friends were arriving on the ferry early that morning, so we needed to be there early. We started walking through the town and later went back to the hotel. Well, there was an accident. We were asking about food in the restaurant part, and then all of a sudden, a cat came out of nowhere. I smelled it and I started to bark naturally. Well, this cat proceeded to jump on my mother with all of its claws out and run up and down her body, jumping off right before getting to her face. I told you I hate cats. Ugh! My poor mother didn't know what the heck was happening, and she had blood oozing out of her from all over different claw marks. Everyone turned and looked in shock. The owner lady ran over and said she had no idea who that cat was or where it came from. I think she was lying, that lady. I heard my mom say she went downstairs later that night to get a drink, and that darn cat was just sleeping in the bar. What the heck? We all slept on this bed that felt like sleeping on rocks. I'm pretty sure we will never go back there again. But then their friends arrived, and then the real adventures began.
Those real adventures. First of all, that was a lovely tale, and I'm so glad that he was able to transcribe that through his complicated computerized braille service for canines.
He's a really smart guy.
Yeah, he is really quite something. I had to sort of stifle laughter as I think about these events and like traveling with an animal like in this capacity. I mean, even just to like get him registered as a emotional support creature, which was the first stage of this.
It's true.
Mountains of paperwork. And then all of a sudden you're on an airplane.
Like 3 weeks of paperwork right. Just to get him to go.
Right. Who, you know, the endorphins are high when you board a jet, an enormous plane with all hundreds of people and a small animal that you know is going to go to the bathroom at some point in 9 hours. And, you know, so if you're looking for, you know, the excitement of that alone before you even arrived to settle in to travel.
He actually never did, though.
No, he didn't, which was
I got him those pee-pee pads would bring him to the bathroom and he just wouldn't go.
Right.
He was too nervous.
This sort of like traveling mode or cafe mode where
Yeah, it was pretty good. All right, well, we're going to go back to the story then.
Absolutely.
Did you want to add anything?
Well, no, boarding that vessel, you know, and trying to bypass the kennel representatives because we were, of course, protective parents of this creature.
It was a lot of work. Kennel.
I mean, it was still pretty hot in September, which is when we were doing this. And I remember that I was in the lobby of this enormous sort of ferry, like whatever cruise vessel, and covering this 20 pounds is a pretty big creature, and covering them with the backpack, you know, while people walk by, and I'm just trying to sort of, you know, gracefully look like I weigh 300 pounds because I may or Santa Claus, but we did it, you know. And the next thing you know, you're jubilant and having beers in the room.
Oh my god, it was he's very funny. If you leave him alone, he loses his mind.
Then he loses his mind. Who doesn't? Yeah. I think you have the same quality, don't you?
I kind of do, yeah.
But anyway, please continue with the story. It's wonderful.
we all went back to Cooley, which is the town where we were staying, on a super winding bus ride. I was not thrilled about that. My mom kept taking ginger. I wish I could have gotten some of that too. But back to Cooley made my heart happy, and I did my spin around dance for everyone. I was like their court gesture. They all laughed and I ate it right up. These friends of theirs were not sun people, and it is really, really sunny there. They're all super white and covered in tattoos. It's what the dad of the family does. He's like a tattoo artist. They looked really funny next to all of the very tan Sardinian people as they sort of glowed under the hot sun. But we all had so much fun and went to the town again. This is a busy place, like with so many people. I could feel all of the energy. On Saturday nights, the streets were packed in this town of I guess it's the capital city is what they called it. Yeah. And the streets are packed and there are so many motorcycles with kids cruising the scene. I got a serious workout on this trip. I may have even lost a few pounds. I don't know how that happened with all of the yummy pasta I was eating. And I tried something called prosciutto. Every night we went out to eat and they let me try something. One of these evenings, we went to a fancy place and their friend, his name is Paco, he ordered a horse steak and nearly ate the whole thing. And it was giant. But he's kind and saved some for me. I even tried wild boar. Not into that. I mostly enjoyed gnocchi from a place called Peanuts. She was so nice to me and gave me so many treats. The Italians, they don't care if you have your dog with you out in restaurants. I would later learn on another trip that not all countries feel that way. So you can imagine all the fun I had here. I was inseparable from my parents. They tried to leave me a few times at the B&B, but I was not having any of that. That's nonsense. I would bark like a crazy dog until they would have to come right back in and get me. I have them very well trained. Our time on this island was coming to an end, and we got on another giant ferry where they didn't need to snuggle me into their room. The Italian ferries have rooms for people with dogs. We went to a city called Florence. I really liked it there. My parents kept talking about art and places called churches. I thought, okay, I'm here for the full ride. Show me the way. They were going nuts for all this stuff. But I was more concerned with what I was going to eat. And they kept finding me these cans of dog food called Little Caesars and giant plates of pasta. It's hard to eat on moving transportation, but I managed. And then we left the city for a countryside to see more friends of my parents. It's an area called Chianti. And it's also a drink of which I feel they may have drank too much of a few times. Probably more than a few times. But they were catching up with old friends, and that's what you do, I guess. They had lots of kids who wanted to play with me. We walked through fields with olive trees, I was told, rolling hills and lush grass. This place was magical. But then we kept on going to other places. We went to a big city called Milan, where I met someone very dear to my mother, like a sister. We met at a museum that was in the train station. I was told that it was a Shoah museum, and this friend of my mom's grandfather had been a very famous painter, and his artwork was the opening of the museum. We got a private tour. Didn't seem like much of a show to me, just a bunch of old paintings and letters. We did get a private tour, but not until after I relieved myself on that building. My parents seemed completely embarrassed by this. But maybe my timing was off, but I felt like I had to go do what I had to do. We said our goodbyes and got on a train at midnight until they quickly covered me up again as we entered a place called Germany. It was in the middle of the night, and they started pulling people off the train who didn't have the right documentation. Women were screaming and men were crying, not knowing why these police were being so mean to them. I think they were people from a whole nother continent called Africa. My mom seemed very upset at the situation. My dad slept through it, as he usually does. The slow rock of the train began again, and the next thing I knew, we were back in Paris. I was so glad to be there this time, and in a hotel. We stayed on the fifth floor and the windows opened to a small balcony that overlooked wide boulevards. My mom liked to stay up late with Chianti and look out onto this. Before our trip, she bought me a mini beret. She kept trying to put it on. I don't go in much for those chin straps. But there we go. Keep going to weird places called churches. We went to this giant one called Notre Dame, Our Lady. I want to know more about this lady and why there are so many places and stations and statues in her honor. She must have been super cool is all I can think of. I got to eat more croissants and pee on more things that smelled amazing. I walked along the Seine and my dad dipped my paws into it. I could tell it was really dirty, much dirtier than the Mediterranean. But I was rolling with it. There are so many people having a great time and drinking more of this Chianti along that river, and people playing music. We always stopped to listen. My favorite part was the Eiffel Tower, aside from eating prosciutto, of course, and laying underneath the Eiffel Tower and in front on the grass. At 8 o'clock, they light the whole thing up. I could feel it, but I also could feel how happy my parents were to see this. They smiled at each other and kissed. Seemed like a magical moment of love, and I was so happy to be a part of this crazy family. We made our way back to Vashon Island safely and ready to come home. I was even beginning to slightly miss the cats that reside in our house, but only slightly. You see, I wasn't a throwaway dog. Those ladies at Seattle Humane, they really took a chance on what seemed or they had deemed unadoptable. And here I am to tell you all about it, my follies on these trips, and there are more to come. This was not my last international vacation. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Wow, that was pretty amazing getting a chance to hear those tales again. And from his perspective, I mean, just, you know, the Shoah Museum, which I think he interpreted as a show me the way in, like I want to run inside and go pee.
I know, he did not know how important that museum was.
Well, basically all of Milan smells like pizza, deep fried pizza, that is. And so he was excited just across the board, you know, to be in that particular
town. I was too.
I know, we all were.
Who doesn't want to eat deep fried pizza?
It's a crazy thing to adopt any kind of creature or adopt anyone and to then take that to a space where you get to kind of see outside of yourself for a moment, how another place and other people live and how they relate to creatures was really, revealing, you know, this white beast, Lucky Fortunato, has also traveled to Ireland, a place that I would think at a glance would be, he would be warmly received because, you know, there's thousands of sheep and stone little houses and not a lot going
they,
on.
They do love dogs. They just don't want them in their
they
restaurants.
They do love dogs, you know, but like my own mother, they should be outside, right? That's how I grew up in one of those houses where animals live outside.
We kind of learned that the hard way. In fact, when we took him on this trip to Ireland one time many years ago now, we thought, oh, it'll be so easy. He was allowed everywhere in Italy and in France, and why wouldn't he be allowed in anywhere here? Oh my God, he got turned away from so many restaurants, and we ended up, there was one night when we went to go see a friend in Galway, and a couple other friends were there. And this restaurant, they were just like, no way. And we had to like separate. And,
yes.
Yeah. And then we ended up finding an Italian restaurant, and the people were like, sure, whatever. You remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah.
There was also that one place in Dublin. It was we kept just finding Italian places that would let him in, and we took him in this one Italian place, and we're sitting there
There's
having lunch.
There's always somewhere that lets you sneak him in the side.
But then this old Irish guy had a total freak out. He's like, "Why is there a dog in here?" Yeah, remember that.
I remember a lot of those times, you know. But you know, if you buy everybody a pint, they pretty much shut up. So, I think that it's pretty special to hear you compose something with Lucky's help,
of course.
And his story, and he means so much to you, and he's such a special little creature. And sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting home, you know, quietly getting drunk with animals on a regular Tuesday night, I'll sort of create, songs will come into my head. And there's a short little song that maybe we could kind of close with that. They're short stanzas, but it's called Mama's Song. And it's a little song that kind of came into my head from him. And it's about, there's a woman named Janet and a woman named Sumner. And they together ran for many years with other help.
Northwest Canine Connection.
A doggy daycare, among many things, training. And this place was Lucky's place of work. It's where he went to every single day. And it was enormous support for us to have him be here.
We couldn't have him stay at home.
So anyway,
and they're closed now, and that's why he's chubby.
She's retired, and Sumner's off and doing a million things. And so this is a short song about his time there, but while he's also waiting all day to see you, Megan. And so, without further ado, I'll just sing it because it's very short, and I'll kind of repeat it twice. So here it goes. I'm gonna go see Grandma Janet. I'm gonna go see Sumner too. I'm gonna lay outside in the sunshine and wait all day for you. And then in return, I'm going to go, everybody in the room, I'm going to go see Grandma Janet. I'm going to go see Sumner too. I'm going to lay outside in the sunshine and wait all day for you. And that's that. That's Lucky's, one of his songs. Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Megan.
I will say, I did end up getting that mini beret on top of his head and snapped good picture in front of Notre Dame.
Angry face, but he's in there in front of Notre Dame. So yes.
Yeah. So that was.
You should post that.
I am going to post
that. All right. Thanks again. Rough.
This is Megan Hastings, and this has been the Cats and Jammer Folly. Thank you so much for joining us. Voice of Ashon KVSH.